This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Home for Christmas. We're all expecting, you know, people to come in and have a nice Christmas time, Kristen.
Right. The kids are all coming home from school. The families are coming in.
Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. I'm very negligent at two things, introducing you and also giving out your information. So before we start a conversation, 740-654-7077.
Correct.
800-994-7077 for those places that are still long distance. And fairhopehospice.org.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, we start talking usually before we go on the air, and then we just keep rolling and forget that good information.
We roll. This is a special time of year. Of course, yesterday, the Tree of Remembrance.
Right.
Nice ceremony. You did that at the Pickering House.
27th year.
Yeah. And it's live this year, so you can go see it, right?
It is. You know, they did that a few years ago. Last year, we did it via Facebook. And mm-hmm. So it's really nice just to be back together and see some of the families and our staff together.
What, you know, I never understood it till I actually went out and saw what you were doing. You know, I'd hear about the Tree of Remembrance all those years, and it's like, yeah, it's nice. Till you actually see it and witness it and see what it's all about, it's pretty special.
It is. It is just, it's not a fundraiser. It's just mm-hmm. a time of remembrance. And so anyone that really has suffered a loss, either through hospice or not, are able to purchase mm-hmm. an ornament. We place it either on our tree at the Pickering House. We can send it to you. You can pick it up. So it's just a couple of hours out of your week to remember your loved ones.
Fantastic. Okay. I know there's an important topic on your mind, and I want to spend the rest of the hour that we have together talking about palliative care, hospice care.
Good.
They're two things that are similar but not the same.
Right.
And they both are important, but a lot of people, I think I know the difference, but I know there's a lot of people that probably don't. So let's kind of dive into that.
Okay, good. You know, I think palliative care is a word that's used 100 different places in 100 different ways. When you are at the hospital and a physician talks to you about palliative care, they may mean something very different than what you know or think that to be. So, you know, our job at Fairhope, we have a great palliative program.
Mm-hmm.
And our job at Fairhope is really to spread that word and to really help out the patients who have a chronic illness but are not ready for hospice, mm-hmm. maybe physically, emotionally. And so when someone goes into the hospital, you know, the physician may say, you know, I'd like for you to talk to somebody about palliative care. And honestly, some physicians still kind of struggle with the difference. Palliative care is, you know, what they feel is kind of like a comfort care or a different level of care. Some of those feel like that is directly into hospice care,
mm-hmm.
and others know that it is just managing and monitoring that chronic illness.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk about that because it's more long-term when you're talking about palliative.
Yes.
Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. We're talking about palliative care, the differences between hospice care and palliative care. And one big question that comes up is palliative. I don't know if I'm saying it right or not. I've heard it both ways. But when you are on palliative care, are you at that point giving up other, not cures, but other treatments? Or, you know, does the doctor hand over at that point, you no longer do other treatments?
No. And that is a key difference.
And that's I think, a big misconception.
It is. So when we talk about palliative care, we talk about someone who has a chronic illness. That can be any type of chronic illness. I mean, even some dementia,
mm-hmm.
Heart disorders, lung, breathing, you know, anything like that that's a chronic illness that we know at some point will affect their life in a way where they, you know, will be terminal.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we can't make that chronic illness better. But it's just managing that chronic illness. And sometimes that time frame that we look at for palliative care could be 2 years, 18 mm-hmm. months to 2 years.
So we know that it will, the terminal will come at some point, but but they're not there yet. They have quality of life that can be.
And not only just quality of life, a lot of those palliative folks are still working. But the other thing is when you're under palliative care, you can receive all the treatments that you would normally receive.
Okay. Do you work in concert with the doctor then?
We do.
So that the palliative treatment or palliative care is in concert or in conjunction with whatever, you know, chronic care treatment they would be getting.
Absolutely. So let me just paint a little picture for you how Please. This looks. So let's pretend that a patient has a chronic illness of COPD, which affects their breathing. And we know that that is something that won't be cured. It can be managed for a while, but it eventually will get worse.
Okay, that's a great example, COPD.
Okay, so we have 5 nurse practitioners on staff. We have 1 full-time social worker and 1 full-time nurse RN. So what will happen is the doctor will call us and say, listen, I've got this patient, they have COPD. Right now, they're still getting out. They've had a lot of hospital stays and admissions because that condition just isn't managed mm-hmm. to the best of their ability. Would you be willing to pick them up on palliative care and just follow them and watch them?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, our staff will then go into the home, sign them on to our palliative program, and follow them.
So is this covered by Medicare or insurance?
So it's just like if you would see your heart specialist mm-hmm. or, you know, pulmonologist, it's a specialist. So we bill the insurance just like you would. Mm-hmm. There could be a small copay, but mm-hmm. as always, Fair Hope really works so that those payments are not a burden to
right.
you.
You know, that's a great example because those of us who are Star Trek fans, you know, Leonard Nimoy had COPD.
Yes.
Probably the last few years of his life. And he was still active and out there, but we knew eventually that's what would take his life.
Exactly.
But he lived a very good life in when he was in his 80s.
Yeah.
Still, but he was very public about the fact that he had COPD.
Exactly. And you know, something else that's important, you think about with palliative versus hospice. So when you sign on to that palliative program, you can get as much or as little care as you want mm-hmm. from our staff. Like I said, we have the social worker, the nurse, and the nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
They will manage and monitor. So maybe the nurse practitioner will see you once a month or once every 3 months, whatever you choose. But here's the big thing. Our palliative team is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night, if you have an exacerbation of your symptoms, you're going to call us and we're going to help you walk through whatever that is.
Gotcha.
Keeps you out of the hospital, but still treats what's happening.
And that's a major goal. Keep you out of the hospital, keep you at home, keep you feeling as good as possible.
Right. You know, if you can make one call to us and we can really treat those symptoms over the phone and get you through the night, mm-hmm. that makes all the difference.
Sounds good. And we'll come back more on this topic of palliative care versus hospice care. They're not the same, but they both have the same idea of comfort.
You got it.
That's a good kind of similarity.
Yes, it is.
Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 740-654-7077. Hey, your Facebook page, I saw some pictures from, you know, different events. You're always celebrating life.
Always.
Fair Hope Hospice, home of the Pickering House. So you can be sure to like that page on Facebook.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week. There are so many, you know, we know this is a difficult time of the year, but we are posting on our Facebook or our website, actually, tips about how to get mm-hmm. through the holiday. So please check those out.
You know, I don't remember who I was talking to about Fair Hope. It came up in conversation. And I always, whenever I get a chance, I always sing the praises.
Thank you.
And they made the comment. They said, you know, the biggest problem that Fair Hope has is letting people know it's okay to call, that, you know, if they have any suspicions, palliative care being a great example,
mm-hmm.
But even hospice care, when is the right time? And it should be 6 months, not 24 hours.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's
why palliative is so important, because I look at palliative and hospice together. They kind of hold hands and mm-hmm. they kind of guide you from one hand to the other very mm-hmm. smoothly. You're comfortable. You know, we have patients on palliative for, like I said, 18 to 20 months. And as they, you know, as they start that process and that, you know, the chronic disease process and progress, mm-hmm. we hold their hand until they're either physically, emotionally ready. And we know that really these treatments that they've been receiving are not working. And then we just kind of gently move them into hospice care.
But if you are mitigating those exacerbating circumstances, those chronic conditions, you're making them more comfortable, which may, you know, again, lengthen the life, right?
Right.
And so is there, you mentioned 18 months, is that's a benchmark, but that's not an absolute.
No,
right?
It's not. No, absolutely. And we have patients that have been on service for longer that in palliative. Mm-hmm. But when you think about where you are in that disease process, you think, okay, when do I need to call to find out about mm-hmm. what this palliative thing is? Or if your physician is saying, look, you've had 3 hospitalizations in 2 yeah. months, let's just talk about palliative. Mm-hmm. Basically, palliative is managing. Mm-hmm. It's helping you and your family doctor manage.
Caring without curing, basically.
Absolutely.
You know, it's about managing, right?
Right. And, you know, we've had multiple physicians at the hospital that I've spoken to, and I just love our palliative team is the very best, the very best. And the physicians will say to me, listen, we need your palliative team because we are the experts in this field, mm-hmm. but boy, your staff are the experts in managing those symptoms with palliative and chronic mm-hmm. illnesses. And they partner and love to partner with our team.
So remember, it's Fair Hope Hospice and palliative care.
Right. And you know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to know the answers. And I think we say that so many times on this show. You call 740-654-7077 and say to us, hey, the doctor said I need to talk about palliative or hospice. I don't know what I need.
I have no clue what that is. Nope. Can you help me?
So I'll tell you a perfect example. We have a nurse, an RN, who works with the palliative team. We had a referral for palliative. We had two yesterday, and she went out and saw them both and said both of them weren't sure what they needed, but they're appropriate for hospice, but they're not ready. And so what do? We put them on our palliative program, and we watch them really closely, and we try to help them, give them that quality and that comfort and feel comfortable with where they're headed.
It's all about comfort, and
I
love that.
It is.
All right, well, we're out of time. But
already?
Yes. I'll see you before Christmas, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, you will.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Again, it's 740-654-7077. Give them a call 24/7.
You got it.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.